Thank you. All right, so let's get started. So I have like a klal, and that I'll repeat Rambans that like I think are really good, because I don't want to make the guys who haven't heard them miss them. But I'm not going to repeat a Ramban 2 years in a row. Like that I'm not going to do to the Shenebek guys. Like there are some people who like listen to the shiurim like that were in Shalvim and are now in YU wherever. It's like those guys will get Chazara, but I feel bad about doing Chazara like something that you guys did last year. So we'll do something new, even though I really like the Ramban about Leman Ravos Hatzamas Hatzmeya, but Mir Tashem next year, if you guys are Shana, you guys we'll discuss it then. But we'll do a different Ramban. I don't know that I talked about this Ramban before, but maybe I did. It's also really interesting. So let's start with the where are we? Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Chavtes. So it says, right? So the person, right, the whole beginning of the Parsha is discussing, kind of coming on the heels of the Tochacha, but the person's going to say, don't worry, I'll do what I want, nothing's going to hurt me. So he says, he shouldn't say that. Okay, fine. So then at the end it says, Hanistaros la'Hashem Elokeinu, the hidden things are to Hashem, v'hadiglos lanu ulevaneinu ad olam, but the revealed things are for us and for our children forever. La'asos is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos. Okay. So now I feel like we know Rashi, slash we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but even before we see the Ramban, I feel like usually the Ramban would quote Rashi, but for some reason here he doesn't. But it says Rashi, Hanistaros la'Hashem Elokeinu. V'imtomru, I guess that's sorry, but they're tough. V'imtomru, Bar Ilan, thank you. Ma biyadenu la'asos, meaning people are saying, everybody's gathered around, you have everybody, Remi Chotev, Eitzecha, Adshovimecha, everybody's there. And Hashem says, if anybody here rejects this bris, I'm going to flare my anger up against the entire community. People are saying, says Rashi, based on the Gemara, ma biyadenu la'asos, meaning it's Hashem, you're not being fair to us, what could we do? Ata ma'anish es harav, mal hirhurei hayochid. You're going to punish everybody. The fact that this guy is thinking in his head, you know, penish bechem ish o isha, again, Bar Ilan, sorry. I mean, a person who might be thinking in his heart that he's going to serve Avodah Zarah and nothing will hurt him. So how are we going to be able to impact this guy who has these improper thoughts? We have no idea what this other guy is thinking. So Hashem says, I'm not going to blame you for those. Hashem will punish that individual. But it's our responsibility as a community to not ignore what's going on around us. Again, it's the balance we have to figure out, Lamaisa, how to not be like critical and how to not just do things like in a way that's just being annoying, but actually caring about the people around us and trying to improve the people around us in a positive way. But we have to make sure that things are going on around us that are inappropriate. We try to stop it. Only then, if these niglos, if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing, we don't kind of try to take initiative to stop this, then Hashem's going to punish the rabbim. Nikud al lanu ulvanenu. There's these dots in the Sefer Torah. An lanu ulvanenu lidrosh she'af al haniglos lo onash es harabim ad she'abru es hayarden. Even for the niglos, which we do see people doing something wrong, that only began, this idea of kol Yisrael arifim zebazeh, only began once we crossed the Yarden and came to Eretz Yisrael. Mishkibul alei meser shvua b'har grizim b'har eval v'nasu arifim zelozeh. Fine. So according to Rashi, if I had to summarize, right, want to write a paragraph and have the title for Rashi's paragraph, the idea of the difference between Nistros and Niglos, it's about Arvus. It's about taking responsibility and caring for the people around us. At the same time, though, Hashem doesn't always expect us to have that Arvus. It has to be something which we're aware of, maybe only once we get to Eretz Yisrael. Fine. That's what it is for Rashi. I feel like that's how we thought, you know, when we learned this pasuk, I think that's how we learned it. Nistros, Niglos. Ramban has a totally different pshat. Mamish, totally different. I mean, first he quotes Ibn Ezra, which is basically the same, but then he has a totally different pshat. So he says, Hanistaros la'Hashem Elokeinu. Adas ha'mefarshim, it says in the Ramban I looked at before, it's referring to the Ibn Ezra, which is really similar to Rashi, which is similar to Chazal. Yomar ki Hashem Elokeinu lo la'asos mishpat be'ov de'avodah zarah b'seiser. Hashem is going to take it, he's going to be one who's responsible, as it were, to punish those who are serving avodah zarah. Ki kol ha'ta'alumos gluyus lefanav. Everything that's hidden is revealed before him. Right? There's no nistaros niglos before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all niglos. V'niglos aleinu b'abaneinu la'asos la'em es kol divrei Torah zos. So says Ramban, Ibn Ezra says like Rashi, which has like the Gemara, the idea of this communal responsibility, Arvos, taking, you know, that we're going to, Hashem will hold us accountable if we could have influenced the people around us and we kind of ignored it. Vidati bedvar hapshat. Listen to this. This is, wow. Okay. Ki nistaros. What does that mean? Heim hachataim hanistarim min haosim osam. Hanistaros laHashem Elokeinu means things that you don't even know you did wrong. Kemo shkios miyavin ministeros nakeini. Like you say to Hillel, Hashem, from shkios, from shogegim, from mistakes. No, who can understand? And from all our hidden things, please purify us. Meaning to say, Yomar hanistaros laHashem levado, heim. Ein lanu behem avo nasher chata. Hashem is telling us, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem is telling us that the nistaros, everything you did wrong and weren't even aware of it, Hashem's, don't be like very, what's the word? Like,
down on yourself?
Yeah, but down on yourself, but like, what's like, you know, like in terms of like psychologically, like somebody who's very,
distressed.
Like,
paranoid.
Paranoid, distress, like OCD, meaning like, but I mean, this past Shabbos, probably like 45 things wrong, and I don't even know, like, I don't even know to know where to start learning that what I did wrong. I don't even know, like, what I probably slushed in her all the It's okay. But all of what you're saying is correct. I mean, but it's kind of putting all those descriptions together. Right? Hanisra Hashem levado, ein lanu behem avo nasher chata. Hashem saying it's okay. Aval haniglos shehem hazdonos, but again, from the Ramban's perspective, the whole paradigm shift. The whole niglos nistaros has nothing to do with communal responsibility. It's all within ourselves. Aval haniglos, things that we are aware of. Shame has donos. We're doing things wrong. We know we're doing things wrong. That we have to take initiative, and try to do better. Meaning, I think what the Rabban is kind of hinting to in this, just in terms of the pshat, meaning if we say lanu ulvaneinu, it's like we all have to take responsibility for what's going on around us, but the Rabban is saying, no, it's not talking about communal responsibility. It's talking about ourselves. Why are we mentioning ourselves and our kids? Because ourselves and our kids were mekabel, this Kabbalah of observing the Torah. It says, so all future generations have this responsibility to make sure you're whatever you're aware of, you improve. Whenever you're not aware, if you're not aware, no, that's not your fault. And because in this klala from last week's parsha, we had the idea of you have to accept or arushar lucky lo yakim is called divrei Torah zos, that we're being mekabel the entire Torah. Hotzi min hacherem haosev ishkaga. We're excluding from this somebody who does it by mistake. Shelo yiskalel ba'Allah hazos. He's not going to be cursed in this Allah. Meaning, also when the Ramban says shkaga, it is shkaga. But I feel like usually the thing about shkaga is that you realized afterwards that you did something wrong. It could be the Ramban is saying here, you never, it's henisteros. You don't even know, you never know you did something wrong. And Hashem is saying, don't worry about it. Okay. V'divrei unklus matinkin. I think, says the Ramban, we could even say this is the kavan of unklus. She'amar dimitmirin, the hidden things, kodam Hashem elkana. They're before Hashem. V'im k'divrei hamafarshim, if it's like the Ibn Ezra, like Rashi. Ro'i lo lomar dimitmirin lo Hashem elkana. That it's, meaning, what's the difference between kodam Hashem and lo Hashem? Kodam la Hashem means, I guess, it's revealed before Hashem. And lo Hashem means it's like Hashem's responsibility. So the Ramban is saying that if it would be like the other approach, it should have said that it's Hashem's responsibility to deal with that and to punish that. What the other people are thinking, meaning people are thinking the thoughts of Avodah Zarah, that would be Le Hashem. In fact, it's Kadam Hashem, maybe it's more like Ma'am Pshat, says the Ramban. Okay, we have two, interesting, no? We have two, yeah.
I don't understand how it says, like, when they start off, like, that means that, like...
They're hidden from ourselves.
Right, but that means that whatever, if you're doing something like Chil Shabbos every week, you don't know about it. That means it's not affecting you badly. Like,
Who has learned to? Is anybody in Shir learning Alachuva at all? You guys learned to last year. No, I mean, Rav Soloveitchik has like a famous, I think it's the first essay, no, like a famous idea of the difference between Kapara and Tahara.
Yeah.
Right? So the idea that, I think what the Ramban is talking about here is on the Kapara end. What does that mean? I'll just give it 1 minute about Rav Soloveitchik. That Chet, it dirties spiritually, it distances one from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in addition, it accrues punishment. And therefore, when it comes to tshuva, there are two goals of tshuva. One is to get rid of punishment, but it's also to kind of reconnect and erase any sort of anything that was distancing one from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think what the Ramban is talking about here is more on the level of punishment and kapara. I mean, to say Hashem's not going to punish you for these things. Is it going to affect you negatively spiritually? It could be, it would. I don't know if the Ramban's discussing that here. But we have two very different approaches of Chazal/Rashi and the Ramban to what the Pasuk is saying. One is talking about the idea that Hashem says you have to take communal responsibility, but that has a certain, I mean, it only goes up to a certain point. At a certain point, Hashem says it's not realistic to expect you to know what's going on in the other guy's heart, and therefore you're not going to be held accountable. According to the Ramban, it's just within the person himself. The idea that a person has to take responsibility for what he knows he needs to do better, but everybody, and now I'm going to editorialize a little bit more, everybody has, everybody has many, many, many things that they're doing wrong. Unfortunately. I mean, I don't know if it's, I mean, we're human beings. We have lots of things where we're born into this world with a lot we need to improve. And we're not even aware of our bad midos, or, you know, sometimes people who see us could tell us all the things we need to improve, but we don't see that ourselves. And also in the realm of midos, but also in the realm of halacha, things we just never learned. And the Ramban is saying, I don't think the Ramban also should be taken to be, we should be complacent. Okay, so I never have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, I never have to learn Hilchos Le'edeh, never have to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, because it's all Nisteros, so it's okay. I think, Lamaisa, if you're supposed to do whatever you can to try to learn more and reveal those Nisteros. But as long as you're just living your life and doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you still have all these Nisteros that are underneath the surface, Hashem says, don't worry about it. That's part of being human, and I'm not going to punish you for that. Nobody's perfect. So very different focuses. I wanted to tie both these into the idea of tshuva, also the idea of Rosh Hashanah, in terms of when we're hopefully trying to think about how we could be better and how we want to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. I feel like Rashi's approach / Chazal and the Ramban are very, very important. One is, where should I start? I guess I'll, I put Aleh short first. We'll do Aleh short first. If you look on the other side of your sheets, for those who have sheets, there's this whole, it's called the Vat Shlishi of Aleh Shur here. I forget which section it was. Mistama, it's about Rosh Hashanah or Yom Noran. But it's in Chelek Beis. It's like a whole section about the Yom Tovim. So we're not going to read the whole thing. Let's see where we should... let's look at the Zeo Pesach Tikva Nechbad Me'od Likras Yom Adin.
I think it's in the
Chodesh Arachim. Chodesh Arachim? Nice. So look at the bottom of page Taf Lamed on the last paragraph on the bottom. Zeo Pesach Tikva. So what Ravobi is talking about is Rashi. He's quoting a Gemara where Rashi explains in the Gemara the idea that whoever's Mavir Amidosov, whoever kind of is easygoing about how, if other people are annoying to him or do something against him, he's like, you know what, it is what it is, and you just mochel very easily. So midik neged midah, Hashem will act with him that same way. So zeo petach tikva nechbad me'od likras yom adin. This is a very, it's an opening of hope, meaning to say this is a good place to start, to get some, you know, to get a certain optimism about how we can be successful in Yom HaDin. Ki ma na'ase emrop sha'enu imidaktiku imanu b'din. We have so many sins, what are we going to do? Meaning to say, both Ramban and Aleh Shur are starting with the assumption we have lots of things that we're doing wrong. Okay? But now Aleh Shur is even talking about things that we know that we're doing wrong. So what are we supposed to do? V'gilu lanu chazal ki gam zed toloi b'isnagu shalom. This is dependent on our behavior. Ki mitnagim, I feel like it's modern Hebrew, I've got to read it with the Tufts. Ki mitnagim yonu b'din kvi shenachnu mitnagim amacherim. We, Hashem will act with us the way we act with others. Menachnu ma'avirim amidoseinu v'eninu medaktinu b'nei adam shetziru usanu. If we are going to be forgiving and not be very exacting in how we, and how we are not forgiving people who bothered us. Hashem also will be easygoing with us. And then, this requires a very intense preparation of our midos to say, you know what, people bother me. I'm not gonna make an issue. To be very careful about our anger, about our being particular in these days. If you want Hashem to be solech and mochel, we also have to be solech and mochel. Also, to accept Hashem as our melech, which is the theme of Rosh Hashanah, we also require these midos of accepting about the people around us. Right, when Yisrael is with the king. Kishi Yisrael shavin be'etza achas milamata, b'yishurun, I guess is the mashmaos of being yasha, I don't know. When Yisrael is equal, meaning to say the people are not argumentative and they're not in agudos. I mean, we're not in different factions. Shmo agado mishtabech milamala, Hashem's holy name is praised above. Shemar b'hibishur melech, emasai b'hisasef rosh emad yachad shiftei Yisrael. When we're all together, then Hashem's name is going to be upraised. Yachad shiftei Yisrael, keshen yosin agud achad, lo shkei b'osim agud agud, only when we're together. V'chini omer habonim b'shamayim al Yosef, Hashem's upper chambers are in the heavens, v'agudoso al eretz yisada, but his his togetherness, his foundation is founded in the earth. Rashbi Omer Mashal Adam Shebi Shtei Svinos V'Kashem Hognin. It's like a person who brought two boats and tied them both up with their anchors. Uva Ashasros, some sort of iron chains. Be'emir Ubana Lan Paltrin, and he decided to, I don't know, whatever, it sounds like almost like a Reb Nachman story, but he decided to build like a house on top of the boats. Kozman Shas Svinos Kshiros Paltrin Kayam. As long as the boats are tied in place and are not moving, so then the house can stay. Parshu Asvidos, once they start to separate, in Paltrin Kayamim, so this house will fall. If Am Yisrael is together, fixed together in place, not kind of veering into different directions, then Hashem's kingdom can be established on high. Right? Hare ein melech below am, ein am beli achdus. We can't make Hashem our king if we're not a people. We can't be a people if we're not feeling like we're connected to each other. We can't approach the day of making Hashem our king when there is this separation in our hearts between us. So Alei Shur and Rav Ovi is taking it in a very specific direction. The idea of Rosh Hashanah as being a day where we should avoid machlokes and avoid ka'as and avoid criticism because we have to be together. But I feel like that same perspective is that if you want to be successful on Rosh Hashanah, A, in making Hashem your king, but also Hashem giving you a good judgment, it has to be within the perspective of I'm part of this Tzibur. Meaning I'm somebody who's here and I love everybody with their faults and with their issues and I mochel them and I want to be part of them because of the idea that we can only really make Hashem our melech and only really have an expectation of Hashem forgiving us if we're forgiving to people around us. So it's not exactly the same thing as what Rashi's saying here, but I feel like it's the same mentality. Meaning to say we're one who are part of the klal. And even though what Rashi is saying is really almost about criticizing the klal, but it's criticism out of a concern that we're all responsible for each other. We all have to take accountability for each other. It's the same kind of perspective. It's a different focus. For the Alei Shur, it's about not being critical and not being and being easily mochel. And for Rashi, it's being critical, but in a positive way. Meaning, I care about what's going on around me. I want to make sure that nobody is doing something they're not supposed to be doing. I care about us. We're one. We're one group. We're all in it together. We're one boat. Yeah, that could also be part of it, 100%. And the idea of one of the ways to have a certain confidence that Hashem will accept our tefillos in Yom HaDin is if we're part of the Tzibur. Part of the Tzibur means we have responsibility for each other and we care for each other and we love each other. But there's another thing. There is fascinating, there we go, Nehemiah Perek 9. Where am I? It says Nehemiah, so we talked about last week the secular Zionists and the Bayit Sheni, but the idea that Jewish people who came back to Eretz Yisrael were not very religious. I mean, it's hard to say like what religious mean. Like Mistama, they were Maminim, they were Jewish, but they didn't like go to. They didn't know much about Halacha. So it says, am I in the right place? Tess, Ches. I really hope so. Okay, so they're having this whole service. No, is it Ezra Tess? I think it's the Chemia. But I apologize. Did I quote the wrong pasuk? I apologize. Alright. Lemaisa, there's a pasuk in Nehemiah that's talking about as follows. And we have to finish up. That the Jewish people, it was Rosh Hashanah. And the Jewish people were being read from the Sefer, I don't know, from the Sefer Torah, from, there's the Ramban in last week's Parsha says when you run on the stones, the Sefer Torah, Ber Hetev, he says, he quotes one of the Gaonim that it means was like, Minin HaMitzvos, like it wasn't Sefer Torah. So I don't know what Nehemiah was reading, was it like a Torah, was it like a Halacha book, was it Mitzvah, whatever. He was reading the Torah to them. And people started crying. And people started crying because they realized how much they were doing wrong. And then Nehemiah says, no, it's Rosh Hashanah today. You're not supposed to be sad. And it says over there, Lashon is, Chedvas Hashem Ma'uschem. I think that's what it says. It says, what makes Hashem, if you have happiness in the fact that you're serving Hashem, that is what's going to give you strength. Something like that. I mean, Hashem doesn't want you to be sad. What's going to give you strength in Rosh Hashanah is the fact that you're happy about serving Hashem. You have lots of things that you're doing wrong, you have to improve on them, but don't cry. Go home, have good meals, and send food to each other, send gifts to each other, because today is Rosh Hashanah. And the part of davening properly Rosh Hashanah is with optimism and not with pessimism. That's why we say that we get haircuts, we wear nice clothes in Rosh Hashanah because we know Hashem loves us and Hashem's going to care for us. And we do what we're supposed to do, but we shouldn't have a certain critical, negative attitude towards ourselves. And that's what it says in the Chem, Ayin Sham. Sorry they couldn't find it. But I feel like this ties into the Ramban. The idea that Hashem says, you found it?
Yes, Perches Pasuk.
Perches! Shkaya. Perches Pasuk?
Tes.
Pasuk Tes. ויאמר נחמיה הו התירשאסה ועזרא הכהן עזר אליהם אבינס עם וכל עם היום קדוש הוא להשם אלוקיכם אל תסעבו ואל תפגע it's a holy day stop mourning stop crying כי בוכים כל עם everybody was crying כי שמעם את ספרי התורה when they're hearing the Torah ויאמר לכם לכו איש איכלו משמנים eat fatty meats ושתו ממתקים drink good wines ושילכו מנוס אי נחלו send it to people who don't have כי קדוש היום לדנינו it's a holy day for our master ואל תיעצו don't be sad כי חדבס השם היא מאוסכם the happiness Tashem is your strength. So I think what the Ramban is saying is we have to have realistic expectations from ourselves as well. Hakanami, we know what we have to improve, and now we have to work on that. But sometimes we have this very critical attitude of it's endless. We have infinite things we can improve on. There's so much we don't know about how much we have to improve. And the Ramban is saying, Inachanami, but Hashem doesn't expect you to be perfect, and therefore it's okay. It's okay. We shouldn't have expectations even from ourselves that are not realistic, because Hashem knows we're human beings, we're basar v'dam. And therefore, Hanisaros Hashem Elokeinu. There's certain things you have to say, Hakanami, but don't worry about it. It's not what Hashem wants from you. And therefore, both the perspective of Rashi about caring for the tzibur, having an attitude of being part of the tzibur, and the perspective of the Ramban of even when it's with yourself and wanting to prove yourself, not being overly critical, and having a certain optimism that Hashem loves you and Hashem wants you to be better, and don't overdo it. Yirtzeh Hashem, with these perspectives, we should have a successful Yom HaDin.